When a tornado bore down on the town of Dunn, North Carolina, about 40 miles south of Raleigh, Jonathan Robinson could see it moving toward his mobile home. Robinson is 21, and he grabbed his cousin's three-month-old baby boy and jumped into a bedroom closet for safety. Almost immediately, the tornado ripped his mobile home apart and tore the infant right out of his arms. This story so easily could have had a tragic ending, but Jonathan Robinson joins us now to tell us why, even with all the destruction in his town, his family has reason to feel grateful. Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us. Now, I can't tell this story nearly as well as you can, so I want you to take us back to that moment when you actually saw that tornado bearing down on your home. What did you actually see?
All I could see is a dark cloud and feel the wind. I mean, even inside the house, you can feel the wind. It happened in like 10 seconds. I was, you know what I'm saying, looking out the window. And I was like, my first instinct was like, let me get out this window. So when I'm picking on my little cousin, he was in the room with me. I'm in my bedroom. After I picked him up, I'm trying to run and dive into the closet. But while I'm doing that, the glass is shattering. I can hear the glass shattering while I'm running to the closet. So I get in the closet and try to cover him up, protect him from anything falling on him. The wind just, like, my whole trailer collapsed, and the wind just took him out of my hand.
Took him out of your hands.
And next thing I know, I was under the rubble digging myself out.
You know, Jonathan, I just have to ask you about that moment. I can't imagine what that must have been like to hold a three-month-old, a tiny little baby in your arms and actually feel the wind suck him out of your hands.
It was crazy. I don't never want to experience something like that. In my first instance, like, I didn't care about being hurt, you know what I'm saying, or being hit by debris. I just had to jump up and find my little cousin. That's all was on my mind.
Now, this three-month-old baby boy, this is your cousin's son. What's his name?
His name is Aiden.
And you emerged from this pile of rubble and you had no idea where he was?
I had no idea.
How did you find him?
I heard him crying because of the crying. That's the only way we found him. He was crying.
And where was he?
He was on, like, some clothes and, like, on top of my closet door.
And like, when you saw him, what condition was he in?
I mean,
was he injured?
He was all dusty and dirty, but he had no scratches on him. He wasn't bleeding or nothing. He was just crying, and I picked him up, and I took him to a neighbor's house.
And then did you get him to the doctor or the hospital?
Yeah, the ambulance came out and they checked him in. He did fine. He was responding and everything, smiling. He didn't have not one scratch on him, no scratches.
Are people now coming back to the community trying to figure out if they can salvage something? Are people still looking for folks who are still missing at this point?
At this time, everything is clear right now. Like four people that was like majorly injured or die, but like everybody can come back and like get a valuables what they can cope. You know what I'm saying? What's good, what's left in good condition you can get.
You know, after everything that you've been through, I am betting that you and Aiden will probably have a special connection for life after going through this.
I'm hoping we will. I already felt that special connection between us, but after something like that, yeah. I hope so forever.
Jonathan Robinson lives in Dunn, North Carolina. He was talking to us about a fierce tornado and an incredible rescue during this weekend's storms. Jonathan, we're glad you got out safely. Thanks for making time for us. All the best to you.